struggle is real. It's a second date update on the 20s with the Kayla Show on 102.7 The Bomb.
All right, second date update on the 20s. We got Princess.
Peaches, 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 peaches.
What?
I love you.
Super Mario Brothers. MJ,
oh, I don't know.
Movie.
I didn't watch it.
Peaches. Oh, yeah. Peaches, 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 peaches.
Oh my God, that's like my
Jack Black
favorite.
Please.
Oh really?
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't say one of my favorites, but of all the movies that Baby K likes to watch, I can tolerate that one.
It's the most tolerable one right now.
Well, that one is the Ninja Turtle one that was directed by Seth Rogen.
Oh yeah, yeah, that was cool. Yeah, that was,
yeah, that was not
one.
Too bad either.
Yeah. I need to see that.
Oh well, that's a tough one when you got a kid because there's a lot of scenes and references to like Splinter always telling the turtles as babies and growing up, it's like, watch out for humans because they'll, what is it? They want to suck you.
Oh.
like you know,
oh
like, you know,
I've only seen it
drain
once,
you? You know what I mean? Because they want to drain the ooze.
Yeah.
So that they can make other mutant turtles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, human wants to suck you and drain your ooze out, bro.
That's what I'm saying. It's ongoing references throughout the movie of that. And it's funny until like the kid catches on. You know what I mean?
Where did you take out the ooze then?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's just like, ooze, why are they sucking them? Yeah. And I'm like, well, that's a
turtle power.
Yeah. That's a New York City issue, son. In the sewers. All right. Well, Princess, tell us about your date, love. What happened?
So I met Hunter on IG and we went to his favorite steakhouse. Yeah, it was really nice. We had a really good dinner and I think we vibed pretty well. I thought we had a good thing going. We even like sat on the bench out front for a few hours after dinner talking and we left it with a small little kiss, which was very nice. But then he never called me again.
Well, keep in mind, we're in the 21st century now, a quarter of the way through the 21st century,
right.
Minus a year. Did you reach out to him?
Of course.
Okay, yeah, he gone. I'm joking. Well, Princess, I gotta ask this because I was wanting to bring it up earlier, but I didn't know like a politically correct or easy way in. Princess, is that your real name or is that your nickname?
It's my stripper name. Just
your
kidding.
Stripper
oh,
name.
Right. Okay, cool. Yeah.
The reason I asked that is because if it's your nickname and not your real name, to me, that's a sign of your character. If people are calling you Princess as a nickname, it's just like, I'm going on a date with a high-maintenance woman that wants me to take her to a steakhouse on the first date, even though we've never even met in person.
And all I got was a kiss at the end of the night?
Yeah. She better be draining me after that.
Get my ooze out of me.
Get that green ooze. Get some of that mutant,
Give me that ooze, baby.
Give me that mutant juice.
Turn me into a rat.
Oh my God.
Princess is real. I just like to tell people it's my stripper name because it comes up a lot, obviously.
Oh.
But for real, is it your birth name or is it like a nickname?
No, it's my birth name. My mom and dad were like, this is our little princess. They couldn't have kids. And then I was kind of a surprise. And so,
And here I was thinking, they actually wanted a dog.
Yeah. Well, they had a dog. The dog's name was Princess. Yeah, they probably had a name. Right,
yeah. We're not the dog, but someone beat him to it. So all right, let's get pregnant. We're going to have a princess.
Right.
I'm joking. Princess, what was the guy's name again? I'm sorry.
Hunter.
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 Okay, so Hunter hunts. And
the Hunter.
The princess.
The princess.
The princess just sucks.
Yeah. The ooze on
the ooze, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, well, Princess, I tell you what, let's give Hunter a call right now. If you could, just stay quiet on the other line. Joe, MJ, and I will do the talking for the beginning part.
Yeah.
We'll bring you in when the time is right, but essentially at the end of the day, hopefully we can get you all reconnected, okay?
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hello, is this Hunter?
Yes, it is. Who's this?
Hey, Hunter, it's the Keola Show with Fat Joe.
Jose.
We got MJ.
Hi.
Hunter Biden in the house. Nah, nah, nah. Holly Hunter, Holly Hunter in the house. Holly Hunter.
Joe Biden, everyone's like, I regret having him.
Yeah, no regrets.
Return the sender, please.
Yes. What's up, Holly Hunter?
Who?
Yo, this Holly is kind of wild. Fat Joe, I love the traffic you guys do.
Hey, right on.
I'll tell you what, but before we get to that, who's Holly Hunter?
She's an actress, right? Old actress.
Holly Hunter.
Yeah.
Oh, I forget.
Hunter,
who
have you ever heard of Holly Hunter?
I've heard of her. I can't name anything she's in though.
Yeah, Holly Hunter. She was incredible. She was the voice of the mother.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, random, Joe. Yeah, random. Okay. Well, hey, Joe, I tell you what. Since Hunter's a big fan of your Happy Traffic, you want to sing the legal thing for him?
All right.
Which one you want to do it over?
Let's do it.
I'll do it. Oh, yeah. We got the Fat Joe song. I'm in Joven. He gonna sing the legal thing for Hunter. Let's go.
How's it, Hunter? Good to talk to you. But first, we need your permission to keep this conversation, because we want to know all about your sucking ooze. How's it going, my baboos?
I think you forgot the we need your permission part. Did you get the permission?
I got that in there.
Okay, did you? I'm sorry. I was going to. How's he going to get from ooze? Where's he going from that? Hunter, we cool because we made an outgoing phone call to you and we're on the air. So legally, you need your permission to keep this conversation going?
I want to say, like, let's see how the conversation goes.
No backsies, bro. No backsies.
Too late, Bob. So yes or no?
All right. I just hope this doesn't wind up against me in court or something.
Well, Hunter, we're calling about this girl. Let's see. You guys went to your favorite steakhouse for dinner. Mm-hmm. After that, you sat out.
So you already know. I don't need to keep explaining.
I'll give you a hint. Fill in the blank. Peaches.
Yeah. And she never gave up the peach at night.
Her parents really wanted a doll.
Yes.
I assume you're talking about Princess?
That's right, Princess. So, what happened?
Okay, so she ate Princess Peach. I'm going to call her Princess Blood Orange. You'll understand at the end of this story.
Oh,
she's more like Morticia than a princess. I assume she reached out to you guys. I don't know how much she told you. So, here's my side of the story. We went to my favorite steakhouse because I have a friend who works there, and I think they just have the absolute best steak on the island. We ordered a couple of steaks. I got mine medium, and Princess orders hers blue. And I've heard of this before. I've never seen someone actually do it, so I don't really care. I'm more curious than anything.
You guys know what blue steak is, by the way?
No,
I do.
I don't.
Okay, blue steak, there's rare,
uh-huh.
And then you can order it blue, which blue is rarer than rare.
Rarer than rare.
In other words, like, they cook it very briefly,
uh-huh,
to the point where the meat kind of turns blue.
What?
Yeah, so imagine rare and going a little level below rare to the point where it's bloody.
What?
Like, that's why they call it blue. It's almost got a blue tinge to it.
What?
The meat, yes.
I've never seen that.
I'm not sure what chemically happens in the steak.
Yeah.
But yeah, instead of having like a bloody red steak, it's a kind of a blue.
Ugh.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
I love my steak rare. I always order it rare.
Really?
Yes. But I've seen blue before and I'm like, that's how she liked her steak.
Okay.
So she orders it blue. The thing comes out, and it's blue. It looks like it didn't come from a cow. It looked like it came from that dog Bluey, the cartoon. I'm just like,
poor Bluey.
If that's how you like it, sure. And she doesn't even take a bite of the thing. She just starts really loudly saying, ugh, these people don't know how to cook steaks here. My friend is within earshot. He's shooting me a look. So I'm like, oh my God, I'm never going to be invited back here again. So she, like, flags the waiter down. She doesn't even, like, put her hand up or make eye contact with him. She actually snaps her fingers to get him to
Oh, my God.
Yeah, okay. This is why I brought it up earlier. Was Princess a nickname or was that her birth name?
It's more like a lifestyle.
Yeah.
Definitely a personality trait. So the server's like, hey, what's wrong with it? And she's like, do you guys know how to cook blue steaks? And starts saying it's overcooked. Mind you, the thing is bleeding still. And the server was really nice and said, oh, it's okay. We'll remake it for you.
And the steak replies,
still twitching
I'm still alive.
Yes.
Yeah, so the server leaves. He comes back in like a minute because it doesn't take that long to cook the thing. And this thing was like, it looked like just a piece of raw meat that someone flash fried for like a second on either side. The thing was ooze. I could like physically see arteries in this thing.
Oh, it's like the thing's still twitching.
Yeah. Put some salt on it. Go twitch some more.
Oh yeah, you're gonna taste good, Daddy.
Gross.
Look, I can overlook a lot of things. You know, I'm kind of a picky eater in certain ways, but also it's a first date. and she just freaking wolfed this thing down. She's not even talking back to me. She's kind of just like, and like swallowing this thing.
Oh my God.
It's probably most of the time chewing because it's just raw meat.
Bubble gum, man.
Yeah. He's over there. So tell me about yourself. She's like,
me, horny. Let's go. Stay cool.
Yes.
I like it when twitch.
Yes.
And, you know, if that wasn't bad enough, she drinks the blood, not juice, the blood off the plate. And when I say drink, I don't mean that she got some bread and dabbed it or she got some side dish and poured it over it. Like, literally hold the plate up and just start slurping it.
Oh,
like,
God.
Lick the plate after, eh?
She's tonguing the thing, and she's making eye contact with me while tonguing the thing. I don't know if this is, like, her move to get me in the mood or something.
Well, this could be you, boy.
I'll drain your ooze.
Yes,
and I'm just like, yo, man, I've already donated to the American Red Cross this month. I can't be donated.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
She wanted my D or my platelets. It was uncomfortable.
Give me that blood D.
She's over there like,
what blood type are you?
Yes.
Oh, negative.
Ooh, that's right.
Puncture. Let me suck.
Yes. Yes. She's like giving me the eyes, like she wants to kiss. And I see that her lips are red, and I genuinely don't know if that's like lipstick or just leftover blood. So I just gave her a kiss on the cheek and like scurried off into the night. It was a whole thing. Like, I could tell she wanted to do more. She's like, oh, do you want to hang out? And I'm in my head like, what, hang upside down? Like, the fire.
As you drain me.
Come sleep at my house. I live in a coffin.
Well, Hunter, I'm sorry. We got Princess on the other line. You were right. She had called us to call you, and she was confused why you never got back to her.
Yeah.
Princess, let it be said, I like my steaks rare. Ask Joe.
Yeah, he does.
I do. I like them more on the rare side than the medium rare side. I always order. I said, could I get them rare, but not medium rare?
Yeah.
Usually they overcook it still, so I started ordering rare.
Yeah.
I have never, ever come across anyone that's ordered their steak essentially flash fry.
Yeah.
Which means that you get a thick steak, you put it on the grill, turn it over, then put it on the plate.
Oh, wow.
Is it
all that is still raw steak. What is that?
Is it safe to eat it that way?
I don't mean, it depends. You'd have to go to a really good steakhouse.
Yeah.
Where they treat their,
you know, like Ruth Chris or Hyde's or Signature, somewhere like that. Like, don't be doing that at Red Lobster.
No, yeah.
Go to Sizzler.
Yeah. And I've never heard of anyone drinking the blood because, I mean, if it's seared, that's blood. That's not juice.
Right.
And then slurping it down from their plate.
Yummy.
Yeah.
You know what it reminds me of, Princess? It's like, you know when you go to Costco and you buy the ribeyes?
Yeah.
You usually got three fat ones on there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then you take them off of that styrofoam.
Yeah.
All the leftovers.
Oh,
yeah,
the blood.
I bet she drinks that too, bro.
Just drinking them straight from the
sucking
styrofoam.
It. Just
sucking it. Like that iron. Pass me that styrofoam. I'm going to go that way with this. Yeah.
I just like my meat that way. I've always eaten my meat that way. I like it raw. Yeah,
Princess but, Dracula. Know, like,
I don't think you should judge me how I eat my food. I wouldn't judge you or judge you on how you eat your food.
No, you're telling that to the wrong person over here because Keola judges people the way they eat their steak.
Oh, I totally do.
He judged me on the way I ate my steak.
Well, I mean, he might as well order beef jerky, thick beef jerky if that's the case because he likes his well done.
I used to like it well done. After all the chastising I got from him, I changed it to medium.
I don't do well. No, here's the thing.
My
MJ,
wife does
are you ready to
well.
Judge Joe?
Here we go.
Because you're about to jump on this bandwagon here. Are you ready?
Yeah.
We will go. True story. Yeah. We most recently went to Ruth Chris with a friend that was in town.
Yep.
He paid for it. That's why we went to Ruth Chris.
The only way I go there,
just to let you know.
Anybody else pays, yeah.
So he orders his, what is it, bone-in ribeye.
Oh, nice.
Medium well. Okay. Oh. No. It gets worse. I'm not done yet. With ketchup.
Whoa.
What?
No, you get ketchup. Wait a minute. Not just ketchup.
Let the judging begin.
Ketchup
and A1.
Ketchup and A1 sauce. You mix it together. You have a nice steak sauce for you.
That's what you do at Red Lobster, not at Ruth Chris.
In my defense, bro, that's all I'm used to is the Red Lobsters and Sizzlers and the cheap places for steak.
Good.
I don't get to go out to the fancy places until.
Well, you were
until
that time.
Once daddy's in town, then we go.
Yeah. The game is daddy. He's the man. Anyway,
that's
how
like eating a shoe
That's how my honey's son eats with barbecue sauce. Like, he eats
but do you guys
everything
pay
with barbecue
for
sauce.
A Morton quality steakhouse
now,
or
I
Ruth
wouldn't.
Chris?
I wouldn't.
We're looking at like $90+ for a thick, beautiful steak
beautiful,
that has been aged to perfection.
I love that.
And he
that.
Orders it like beef jerky with ketchup and A1 sauce.
Well, that's
I get mine
growing
mayo,
up, that's what my mom used to make that concoction. That's where I adopted
Everyone,
it from.
Let the judgment begin. Go
give
ahead,
it to me.
Lady
give it
Joe,
to me.
He deserves it.
At least I don't like it like a vampire.
You know what? I'm with you now, Princess. Slurp.
Well, you know what? If you eat it at least medium, right? It's softer. So like the
Since I've changed it to medium, my whole palate for steak has changed, man. It's so delicious.
It's
though.
So good, and it's
not
so
beef jerky
like
anymore.
Yeah, it's
down
not
to medium
it's not really,
rare.
Yeah.
Well, it's a little bit too.
Medium well is like shoe leather, but if you want to eat your steak like shoe leather, that's your choice.
Yeah, man. If you enjoy chewing on hide, that's up to you. If that's the case, I'll take you to the public pet in Kaima Keep. We'll get you some hide for
How does a flashlight steak taste like? That better taste like bubblegum.
What?
Imagine how chewy that is, bro.
Wait, what is this
a
again?
A flash fried steak.
It's like bubblegum.
Bubblegum must be chewy as hell, though.
I do have to ask this question to Hunter and Princess.
Yeah.
Hunter, the favorite place you guys went, and Princess, are we talking like the thick cuts like that at Ruth Chris kind? Not Sizzler
quality,
Red Lobster where it's just a thin.
No, it's a nice steakhouse.
That bloody would be rough. Like just seared on the outside, flash fried. Oh.
Yeah. That's part of the problem. If it was thin, it'd be like, that's maybe one thing, but no, she's just not like cheeks full of dead animal flesh. And I'm like, what do you want to do for our second date? Do you want to go to a petting zoo so we can bite donkeys and get it as
And then when you're done, then you just you respect the animal. Yes. Everything with the animal goes.
Oh, my Slurping God.
Down. The donkey b-
I was just raised it. We used to hunt, and we use every part of the animal, and it makes you feel alive. You feel that vitality running through your veins, and when you overcook it, you don't get the same nutrients.
Yeah, but you're also supposed to cook every part of the animal. Like, do you just eat it when you, like, where it falls down? Was that what you were doing? You were just, like,
like a roadkill.
Whale, just you didn't know what your next meal was going to be?
Oh right, God. Did you think that the cavemen cooked it all the way through?
They didn't have fireballs.
Yeah, but I also know that the cavemen didn't also, like, wipe with a poop. Why are we using the caveman as the example for how we should be leading our lives?
I mean, that's just I like my steak. That's all.
Okay, you know what?
Well, also, Jeffrey Dahmer didn't think he should be judged for how he ate his food, so that's not a good excuse either.
Oh my God! You're calling me a murderer.
Anybody that eats any meat with flava beans deserves to be judged, in my opinion.
Animal Lecter.
I would have murdered your D man. You could have had a great opportunity there. Like, That's a good
Reminder really?
I've already seen how you take your meat. I don't need that much teeth, all right?
I guess you'll never know.
That's how it's going to sound.
So what I'm hearing is if we pay for another date.
Yeah. You guys will get a hot pot this time.
You're going to a vegan restaurant. Yes. Eat all the food you want.
I'll just have to go on a BFF date with Keola so we can share a rare steak.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. I mean, I like my rare. I'm not like you're like slurping down the juice at the end. You know, I do like to dip the meat in it, but all right. Don't bring me into this. Here's what I'm hearing, guys. This is a agree to disagree moment.
Yes.
And I will back up Princess on this because this is a hard one to argue.
Yeah.
Don't judge someone else for how they eat their food, just as I don't judge you for how you eat your food. Well, that's not true.
You judge me all day, man. It never stops.
Well, I'm talking about them, not me.
I even change my ways and I still get judged.
Look, Hunter and Princess, if it's worth anything, Joe and I have the opposite problem.
Yes.
He gets his too cooked.
Yes.
Princess gets hers too undercooked.
It's Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
You know, so how about, look, if you guys go out for dinner at some place that is not a steakhouse, how do you like your chicken? You don't like it served with a nice dose of
salmonella.
Well, if you eat chicken raw, you're gonna get sick anyways.
Okay, well, I got an idea. If we pay for dinner and drinks, you guys can go sushi.
Oh, yeah.
So anything raw is completely okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you want it cooked, they got cooked as well.
Yeah.
And there's no judgment.
Yeah.
And that way you all can get to know each other. Not judging what each other eats or how they eat it or how they like to... slipping down the, the blood. You know, there's a judgment-free zone of sushi.
Yeah.
Then you guys can take it from there.
Yeah,
see
how
it works out.
Get some drinks after and drink Bloody Marys.
That's right. There you go. Get yourself some Clamato juice in that you. Bloody Mary. Yeah. Make it a little fishy.
Yeah, you.
Ooh, look, I like girls who know how to take it raw, just not like that, all right?
Ooh.
Ooh. Wow.
Okay. So he says
Princess's
no?
former steak agrees with you.
The raw hide.
Who doesn't like a good raw cow every now and again? Yeah. Girls are like, I'm sorry. Yeah, I wasn't anticipating this happening. We got a raw cow it.
Yes, sir.
God. So, dinner drinks,
right.
Yes.
He's missing out. He's missing out. He doesn't know Howard handled his meat. He has no idea.
Oh, there you go. Oh,
that's right.
Oh, yeah, she likes the meat like she does her steak, all natural, untouched. Yeah, go ahead and let the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles drain it.
Yes,
just drain it.
Drain it.